stockings hung by the fireside, waiting for Santa to arrive. And all the love we'll show, 'cause everybody knows it's Christmas time. And all the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time.
Happy holidays, and what is up? Welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays from the Home for Christmas holiday album 1998, NSYNC. They were very NSYNC, you could say, and we are very NSYNC, are we? I don't know, because it's finals week, and I know some people are wrapping up. Some people are in the heat of it. I know I'm in the heat of it, but it's not too bad. I got one final on Wednesday. I got one paper due Friday. Been working on the paper a little bit every day, you know, spacing it, pacing it. Feel good about it. I'm not wearing myself off. I'm not sitting in the library one day for 15, 16, 17, 18 straight hours trying to crank out a 10-piece paper. I was smart about it, and I'm proud of myself. Because like today, I finished paper writing around noon. I did some studying for my final in the afternoon. I changed locations a couple times. It was good. It was nice. The one unfortunate thing that happens every year is that, especially with Tufts, for some reason, finals season always coincides with practically the entire month of December. This year, it was even worse because Thanksgiving break ended on December 1st, and then we had 1 week and a couple days of class, and then finals. And that week is the week where all these professors like to say, oh, you know, it's the last week, so we're going to give you a paper. We're going to give you a final exam. We're going to make give you some homework. We're going to make you do this. Or if you're a procrastinator, there's like, oh, you had journals and you had all semester to do it, but now they're due this week. Get them done. Anything like that. All this stuff. So it's all piled up, and then that finishes, and then you go into reading period, but then for some reason your professors decide, oh, we're going to assign you a paper due during reading period, or we're going to make you do this assignment during reading period, because they're so kind and they don't make it due during that last week. So long story short, it's really hard to recognize and celebrate that it's the holiday season when you're in the midst of finals and that's your top priority. I try to, you know, do something fun for myself. Like this week, my girlfriend and I are going to go to Snowport, which is always fun. I've never gone this close to Christmas, though, so fingers crossed it's not crazy. I know now the weekends get so busy that you have to buy tickets to get in, which I know a couple of my friends did. Don't want to do that if I don't have to, because it's already expensive to, like, just get anything in there. I don't want to have to pay entry, but, you know, I'll do it if I have to, just because of for the vibe, you know, for the vibe. But, also, I know I talked about this at the last show. On Friday, I went to see Suki Waterhouse at the Roadrunner, and it was a great show. It was my first time going to the Roadrunner, and I was told about the balcony, and I immediately zipped up there, got right up on the balcony center. Perfect. Because my girlfriend and I, we bought some merch, and we kind of kept it nice against the railing so we didn't have to worry about it. And we had a perfect view, and it was a great show. Bully, the artist Bully, opened like 40-minute set, and then Suki did an hour set. It was great. It was a great time. But back to the holiday music, which is the theme that I think we do every year as the last show before we say goodbye until next semester, until 2025. Whoa, that's crazy. 2025 is like 15 days away. Not even, because today's the 17th now. It's because it's midnight. So 16. No. Oh, my goodness, math. 14. Holy moly. 14 days away. Oh, my goodness. My brain's already gone. But next up for you guys, we had, oh my gosh, I'm losing my train of thought. Next up for you guys, I have a very special song, not only because I love it, and not only because they sing it in that one episode of Glee that makes me laugh because Glee is silly. This is also my girlfriend's favorite Christmas song. And it's by the one and only George Michael. So, for your enjoyment, like, I wonder how long you guys can see take to figure out what song I'm going to play for you guys. I think it's pretty obvious. So, here's Last Christmas.
Seven. Kilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka, a.k.a. Merry Christmas. And that was performed by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. That is another great one. I remember that was always in the rotation when I was growing up. Love that song. I don't know how I feel about it, because I think it's a fun song, but I also think it's kind of funny. It's like Hawaiian Christmas. I don't know. I always think it's a silly song, and I've thought that since I was little too. I was just like, oh, it's a silly song. But next up for you guys, I'm just going to hop right into it, because I want to just listen to some Christmas music. You know, I'm tired from studying and I just want to listen to some Christmas music. I mean, over the past couple of years, I've had a varied selection of holiday music. Each time I do this show, because of course this is the third time I'm doing this, but there are some classics, and classics in the sense that they're classic to me, not necessarily that they're holiday Christmas classics. But one that I always love that I got next for you guys is Like It's Christmas by the Jonas Brothers, the Christmas single they released when they got back together.
The snow on the ground, love in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. This is what it's all about, the fire is warm. Angels are singing, and I don't wanna miss a single thing. Don't wanna put an end to all this cheer, but as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list, right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing fake about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas.
every day that I'm with you. Look at the lights twinkling bright 24/7. Every inch of Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven. And I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't wanna put an end to all this shit. But as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right, I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing think about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you.
No matter the season, my heart keep beating. You better believe
you make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you. Every day that I'm with you. Every day that I'm with you.
Hippopotamuses Like Me Too. That was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, performed by Casey Musgraves. Now, some of you guys might not know that Christmas song. Some of you might, but some of you might not. But that song is very special to me because when I was an eatsy weensy little child, I want to say 3 or 4, my preschool did a Christmas show, and everyone in the school performed in the Christmas show. And you got up on the risers, and each age or each level or each class, I don't remember, I think it was class, got up on there and sang selection of music. And then I think we all got up and we all sang together. And so I remember this day, I was so ill. And I went and we performed. I don't think my family knew I was ill. But I was, or I like had to go or something. There was something going on where I went, and but I wasn't feeling well. And I remember distinctly performing this song, and I couldn't say the word hippopotamus while I was singing because it was too long of a word that I had, because I was so ill, I needed to breathe a lot. I was huffing and puffing, and the amount of breath or lack thereof in the span of me saying the word hippopotamus was too much for my little lungs. So I didn't say it. So I would go, I wanna for Christmas only will do. So I did that entire song. And I have that's a core memory, right? I have that core memory inside my head. And so it's not a bad memory. It's not traumatizing. Like, I love this song. This song's a banger. I listen to it every year because I think it's so silly. Because why would anybody want a hippopotamus for Christmas? And what the heck are Tinker Toys, you know? So that is why I particularly enjoy this song and why it means so much to me about the holiday season. Because I was a little sicko and I couldn't say the word hippopotamus without losing my breath. And I just think it's cool that it's a Casey Musgraves cover. There's a lot of artists that do a lot of these holiday songs, because you know they're just like they're open, and so they've been recorded by hundreds of artists, and they can be recorded by even more. And so the next two I got for you guys are a couple more examples of that, with Leve doing a cover of Santa Baby, followed by the Rascal Flatts doing a cover of I'll Be Home for Christmas. And first up, we got Leve.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I'll be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. baby. Forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
That those are the same guys that sing Life is a Highway in the Cars movie, you know? That's called talent right there. Before we go any further, though, last PSA of the semester. And this one's on storm season emergency preparedness. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Let's get back to that music, shall we? I think it's really cool when artists cover this stuff. I know, I feel like whenever anyone brings up like American songbook music or holiday music, I feel like it always comes back to Michael Bublé. I don't know. He's too standard. I love Leve's voice. Rascal Flatts, you know, that little country twang on an a cappella, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Ooh, that is good. I enjoy that. I like it. It's clean. It's fun. But, you know, can't always rely on the classics. New stuff has to be introduced every year. I know some of those are really big cultural milestones, like Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You. I won't be playing that tonight because I think you've probably heard it enough, or you will hear it enough. But I just think it's fun, and the holiday music and the Christmas music and any music can come from anywhere. Sometimes it's a well-known artist, sometimes it's a small band, sometimes it's a comedian like Adam Sandler. Also, I'm not playing any Adam Sandler. But one of my favorite instances is a song that was written for a TV show. Real quick, I'm going to give you background on how I know this song. It was written for the TV show SpongeBob SquarePants. But I didn't see it in SpongeBob SquarePants because I didn't watch SpongeBob SquarePants growing up. What I did do is subscribe to the Lego Club, and I had the Lego Club magazine. And within the Lego Club magazine, one issue, it's a very revolutionary issue, they released a DVD inside the magazine. And it had all this stuff. It had an entire mockumentary on the Cars 2 line of sets. This also came out in like 2012, just for reference. It had their like action figure line, Hero Factory, and it had their Lego, their city line, and it had Ninjago, and it had all these little episodes from all these different things. But the one thing that it had was like a miscellaneous section. And in that miscellaneous section, there was a music video completely animated out of Lego, and it was to this song. And I remember watching it when I was little and thinking to myself, holy moly, this is a banger right here. This slaps. This is so good. And I used to pop in the DVD every year and watch the video. This was before I had regular access to the internet. Now I can just look it up whenever. But I don't know. Just a great song. And I always think it's fun to think about when you first listened to a song and how you got into listening to it. Because sometimes it's really fun. And it's really fun to just remind yourself of that. So here's a Christmas classic to me. And it's called Don't Be a Jerk. It's Christmas.
Ahoy, everybody! SpongeBob here! Christmas means presents and mistletoe, sharing and caring. So during this most festive season, please, don't be a jerk. Bring joy to the world, it's the thing to do. But the world does not revolve around you. Don't be a jerk. It's Christmas.
Goodness sakes, take the prize and leave me nothing but flakes. Don't be a jerk.
on your list. Why whine about the one that he missed? Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
It's Christmas. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a
jerk. It's Christmas. Don't be a jerk. Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
That was the Jackson 5, and I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. I just had a conversation with my girlfriend about this song, because when I was little and I heard the song, it went completely over my head. I didn't get it. I was like, oh my gosh, maybe Michael Jackson did see his mom kissing Santa Claus and wrote a song about it. But of course, as you grow older, you understand the meaning of the song. And that it was really just his dad dressed up as Santa, putting down the presents, and his parents were having a nice intimate Christmas moment, and this little booty decided to come downstairs when he wasn't supposed to and ruined a nice moment by making it all about, oh my God, my mom is cheating on my dad with Santa. That's not real. That's not real. Little Michael Jackson. Still a great song. Still a classic. It's a classic holiday piece. I think it's great. And I think it's funny how a song like that can be understood in multiple ways. And that's good, because then kids can enjoy the song and be like, oh yeah, that's fun. And then adults can enjoy the song and be like, I understand it. I get it. I'm in the inner circle. I understand the reference made by this song, made by this group of children singing. Yep, I understand it completely. And that's cool, because that's music. And that's lyricism, which is fun and exciting and exhilarating. I got three more songs for you guys. And these three are very special because they're my top three. Now, I'm not going 3-2-1 because I don't want to. I'm actually going 1-2-3. So I'm about to play my favorite Christmas song for you guys. And then we'll go down to second and third place. I don't know why these are my favorite Christmas songs. Number two, could be debated, isn't even a Christmas song. It's just played in a Christmas movie that I grew up with. But number one, I just love it because I do. I don't know why. It's the melody. It's, spoiler alert, it's Donny Hathaway, his voice. It could be any number of things, but I just love it, and I love listening to it every year. Of course, I'm talking about This Christmas, performed by Donny Hathaway.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. Your hand down.
Every time it rains, panties from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains panties from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down and trading for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the things you love, you must have a pizzaoli, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. It'll be panties from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? Every time it rains, and don't you know it's crocodiles? You'll find your fortune falling all over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down to be lip up. A half a suit, the hose of white. Eagle, I'm a hungry. Zumalu, the super root. Oh, bodily boy, sorry. Hey, Baba, hot boy. Ooh, bought a hot boy. Hootie, woo. Ooh! I knew I'd get you, I knew I'd get you. Let's go, let's go. Let's go.
That was Pennies from Heaven by Louis Prima. And that's what I was talking about. That it, I don't know if that really counts as a Christmas song, but it is in Elf, and I love Elf. And I watch Elf every year, but I haven't seen Elf yet this year. I'm actually watching my first Christmas movie of the season right now. I've had it on my watch list since it came out in 2022. I've had it on my watch list, and I forgot to watch it last year. And I don't want to watch it when it's not December, because that's lame. Violent Night with David Harbour, made by the guys that made John Wick and Nobody with, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name, with Saul Goodman, Bob Odenkirk, oh my goodness, with Bob Odenkirk and Christopher Lloyd. They made another version of it, basically same premise, just different characters, with Santa. But it's essentially a John Wick movie. John Leguizamo literally plays the bad guy, like a John Wick movie. I'm almost done. I'm like 10 minutes left. Like, they're about to have the big showdown, you know, at the end of the movie. But I want to rewatch Elf. I want to hit a bunch. I know. I want to see that god awful looking The Rock, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, Lucy Liu Christmas movie. I think it's called Red One. That looks so bad. I want to see it so bad. They added it to Prime because it did so awful in theaters. I think it made $6 or $7 million, and it had like a $90 million budget. Ooh, ooh, that's so bad. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so awful. I'm so excited to watch it. But of course, I want to see Elf, the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. I enjoy. What other Christmas movies do I like to watch? I don't know. I feel like there's some that just, like, I'll just watch. I'm not talking about the shorts. I'm talking about, like full movies. I don't know why I can't think of anything right now. But that really gets me in the holiday spirit. And when I'm busy doing finals, it's hard to do that. Because I also have, like, a lineup of movies that I have in order waiting, like, to watch. Like, I want to rewatch Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And then, like, for example, The Plane Ride Home. I already have all my movies picked out. I'm going to watch Furiosa and The Fall Guy and Asteroid City. So I have those like ready to go on my iPad for the flight home. I'm busy in my free time over the next week. It's crazy that Christmas is almost in a week. But I got my last song for you guys, number 3 on my hierarchy of top 3. And this is old Paul McCartney. God, that was awful. I'm just going to stop talking and play it for you. You might know this song as that one song that they talk about that sounds like people are doing a satanic ritual and then you come in and they're pretending to have a Christmas party. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up on Twitter or on the internet. I'm sure you'll find something. Here's Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
What a great song.
about wonderful Christmas time, which it is. It's wonderful Christmas time. So remember to remember that it's a wonderful Christmas time, because that's what it is. That's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday, a great Christmas, a great Hanukkah, a great winter break. We'll see you back in 2025. So, such an exciting thing, because that is the year that I graduate. Oh, one more semester of music. We're going to have so much fun. We've got some more theme shows. Hopefully, maybe I can get the same time, same day. That would be perfect. I love this time. Just keep it consistent with everyone and with everything. So, yeah. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.